Almost.
That's fine. I was waiting for the direction from the director. Ready? Okay. I call to order the August 12th Amherst Town Council meeting.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, unmute yourself. I ask you to unmute. There you go. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the August 12th Amherst Town Council meeting. The first two items on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance and invocation. During the invocation or the Pledge of Allegiance, if you feel uncomfortable and wish to leave, feel free to. You can step out wherever you would be comfortable, and Chief Shiflett will retrieve you and bring you back in. Ms. Ogden will deliver our invocation. And so firstly, we will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this evening, and we thank you for the rain that has replenished your earth. I thank you for the fact that we can come together and do the town's business. I ask that you would lead us, that you would guide us, that you would give us wisdom to best know how to serve the people of this town, and that we may do your work and do it well. We ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next item is citizens' comments. Chief, would you check and make sure nobody's in the parking lot? And see, Ms. Hunt, do you have any emails or anything from citizens' comments?
I'm checking right now as soon as I can get that over there, but I don't think so. I didn't a few minutes ago.
Okay.
No, sir.
All right. Being no citizens' comments, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Did anybody have any corrections or anything for the meeting minutes from last month?
The two sets of meeting minutes.
If not, I will accept a motion. We'll do them all together to accept the July minutes from the two meetings in July. We'll accept the motion.
I'll make it.
So a motion from Ms. Ogden. Can I have a second, please?
One second.
I have a second from Mr. Watts. Roll call vote. Mr. Bunch.
Aye.
Ms. Carton.
Aye.
Ms. Ogden.
Aye.
Mr. Watts.
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton.
Well, I have to abstain for the first one, and I was present for the second one, so I don't know how you count that.
An abstention and a vote yes will be fine.
All right, yes. Okay. Abstaining, yes.
Okay. Next is staff reports. They're all attached. Is there any questions reference to staff reports? Okay, moving on. Ms. Carton, y'all had a financial meeting on the 23rd.
We did, and the minutes are attached to the agenda, and that meeting was in closed session according to the code section stated. For negotiations of a contract of an interim town manager. And after when we came back out into open session, we sent it up to that special meeting on July 29th, which took place.
Okay, thank you very much. Community Relations, Ms. Ogden, I see you all did not have a meeting.
Correct.
Mr. Watts, you did not meet in July, but you did meet in August.
August 6th, but Mr. Payne has that listed as an agenda item further down.
Okay, so we will address that then. Other reports, I see the Planning Commission did not meet. They will meet in September. That's going to be the same for the IDA. And Robert E. Lee Soil and Water, there was no report from them. Moving on to discussion items. All of you remember at the beginning of the summer or whenever we had to adopt the emergency ordinance and resolution referenced the COVID pandemic. So That is only, that is a time-sensitive document. Mr. Payne, would you like to address that, please, sir?
Sure. Yes, sir, Mayor. Mayor's members of council, the resolution that you adopted earlier in April was for 60 days. And so that resolution, an emergency ordinance, has expired. And so we're asking you to readopt the emergency ordinance, and we will plan to schedule the permanent adoption of the ordinance for September at your next meeting. So this is, it's the same language that you used before, and so we ask the council to approve this tonight.
Okay, I will accept a motion to extend or accept the new resolution that has expired.
No, motion.
Have a motion from Mr. Bunch. Second, please.
A second.
Second from Ms. Carton. Is there any discussion?
I do have a question for Mr. Payne. It is an additional 60 days, same language, no?
It will be 60 days, but we will act before the 60 days expire this time.
Right, okay.
Okay.
I'm muted.
Yes, nothing further. Done. Once again, roll call vote. Ms. Wheaton.
Aye.
Mr. Watts.
Aye.
Ms. Ogden.
Aye.
Ms. Carton.
Aye.
Mr. Bunch.
Aye.
Motion carried, 5-0-0. This comes back to the utility meeting on the recommendation reference cutoffs. I'm going to throw this over to Mr. Payne, where Mr. Watts can join in, and Mr. Bunch, I don't know if you have anything you want to throw into that too. So, Mr. Payne.
So, I'm not sure Tracy is with us.
She is, but are you
going to
allow her to talk?
No, or? If she wants to talk, she's certainly free. Yeah, council will be aware that she's here if there's any questions that I can't answer. I've been briefed, so hopefully I can manage this. The Utilities Committee did meet. There was an order saying there should be no utility cutoffs until after the end of August, and I think many communities are looking now at how to handle utility cutoffs. So the Utilities Committee met and discussed this and came up with four recommendations that are in the minutes. One is that the service cutoffs will resume in September, but then prior to that, we would advise any delinquent accounts of the plan to start the cutoffs in September to give people a chance to either pay off their bill completely or to get on a plan to pay off their bill by the end of the year. Furthermore, there'd be no waiver of interest and penalties, so whatever people owe right now is what they would continue to owe, and we would try to resolve that by the end of December. So we just wanted the council's acknowledgement of that or approval of that. We understand that there may be legislation introduced in the General Assembly in the special session that could have some impact on this. We'll watch that and see what happens. But we're not aware of any legislation that's been filed right now that would have an impact on that.
Okay. Mr. Watts, so this recommendation that Mr. Payne just presented, did it come?
Comes from committee.
Comes from committee as a motion from committee to accept?
Yes.
Okay, there being coming from committee, no second is needed. All discussion. Is there any discussion on this?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
With the fees or the late payments, how much of those percentage-wise are due to COVID? Loss of jobs?
We don't have the, nobody has claimed a COVID reason to Tracy. So, and the ones that are delinquent are, well, one of them, for example, I know personally, he works every day. So, no, he's just deciding not to pay his bill.
That's one. How many are delinquent now?
About 30 right now. There would have been 29 on the normal cutoff list for this month. And there's about 16 people who are multiple months delinquent. Some as much as 5 months now.
Pre-COVID.
Well,
no.
About the time COVID started. So since April.
So we've got a group that are regular. They're always a month behind, and those people are still a month behind like they always are. These other, I don't know how many it is, are taking advantage of the situation, and nobody's playing the COVID thing. So if Tracy's, if somebody has a thing, I think she's going to take it on a case-by-case basis. They have a hardship because of COVID.
Okay.
So we'll be inviting people in to work up a plan with us.
Right.
To bring back. If we hear any extraordinary circumstances, we'll certainly consider that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Excuse me. Can y'all speak up a little bit louder? People are having a hard time hearing you.
Okay. There being no more discussion, we'll go ahead and roll call vote. Ms. Wheatman?
Aye.
Ms. Watt?
Aye.
Ms. Arden?
Aye.
Ms. Carter?
Aye.
And Mr. Bunch?
Aye.
Motion carried, 5-0-0. Number three is the Amherst Mill. We have still not heard anything from him, and as we've done in the past, I recommend by consensus we just move it on until he feels that he is prepared to come before council. If nobody disagrees with that, we will move on to number four.
I have a question, Susan.
Yes, ma'am.
Why are we continuing this? Why don't we just say he hasn't, I mean, has there been any contact from him regarding the subject? And I would like to add, I don't want to use him as the specific question. I guess I'm learning. Why do we keep continuing it versus have him come in later and request a meeting?
Because with this, I mean, he can't do the conservation easement unless we vote on it.
Correct.
So we have presented him with a solution to talk to us. So basically, we're just waiting for him to come back and say if not, because if not, he can't do anything with the land. I mean, he can't put it in an easement. He can't run it under an easement until we vote for it anyway. So this is not anything. Until he approaches us back, it's just, you know.
Yeah, he hasn't withdrawn his request.
He hasn't withdrawn his request. It's just he hasn't came back with either a counter offer or anything like that. So
that is normal procedure? You allow someone to continue on until we hear a response? Okay, thank you.
I think one of the reasons for that as well might be that if you just denied it and he wanted to bring it back, you'd have to re-advertise, and it would be costly to the applicant.
Okay,
so this way, there's no additional cost. We won't have to re-advertise, and it can sit for probably about a year.
Yeah, I think that's what we had decided. It could sit for a year before we advertise.
Okay,
so.
Thank you.
All right, number four, Mr. Payne, this is an acceptance of a second round of CARES funding. And authorization to execute county agreement. Mr. Payne?
I'm pleased to report that we got our first CARES check through the County of Amherst this week. We picked that up and it's been deposited for $190,633. There's going to be a second round coming, and the County of Amherst has asked us again to adopt the same certification that was adopted for the first $190,000. This is going to give us a total of a little over $381,000. Tracy and I and Sarah are going to talk about the best way to use this based on the guidance that council has already given us for the first $190,000, but now we've got double that. And so we want to talk about that and come back once we work some numbers and some ideas with some suggestions ultimately for council's decision on that. We do have to spend this money by the end of December. There's a lot of localities scrambling right now to spend this money, but we think we can do it. This may be something that we should discuss with the Finance Committee before it comes to full council, and I'll leave that up to council's discretion, but it's going to take Tracy and I probably a few weeks to get our heads together around this, and of course we're going to consult with Sarah about it at the same time.
My suggestion on this is, and Mr. Payne, you and I spoke about it yesterday when you told me about the money coming, is when you and Tracy and Sarah have got y'all's things together, I would like to charge the Finance Committee to meet with them, reference what to do with the money and work out a plan between everybody that the Finance Committee will be able to present and bring back. Is that okay, Ms. Clark?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, Mr. Payne, do you need...
We'd like you to approve the certification that we've been asked to sign by the county.
Okay. Same one as last time.
Same one.
Okay. So I will take a motion to approve the certification, to sign the certification.
I make a motion that we execute the certification authorization for $190,633.
I have a motion. I have a second.
Second.
A second from Mr. Watts. Is there any other discussion? No other discussion. Roll call vote. Mr. Bunch?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Motion carried, 5-0-0. Matters from staff, and we'll just start around the room. Chief?
Not really. The one thing we need to be thinking about here shortly, probably a little bit behind the eight ball here, is the Christmas parade. That's usually started first week in August for planning purposes, and I know we're going to be behind. I don't even know what we're going to do, if we can have it. How we do it, as far as declaring that.
Miss Vicki is too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've discussed that a little bit with the mayor and Mr. Kimball, and with Sarah also to begin with. And my thought is for the staff that was involved in it last year and in years past to have a meeting to decide. Hopefully we'll at this point in time go ahead and plan to go forward with it, knowing that we might have to make some adjustments. And then as it gets closer, of course, you know, see what has to happen. But I have gotten a couple of emails. Are we going to do this? And my response was, we certainly hope we can in some fashion, just because we, you know, that I think people need it. That's my thought, just personally. But I don't know what council wants to do with that. But anyway, that's.
Okay. Anything else, Chief?
Yes, sir.
All right. I know Becky and Gary and all of them online. They didn't send you any emails.
No, sir. And they, I think they have my phone number. They can text me or raise their hand if they want to talk.
Okay.
Right now, they can hear me. Well, Becky's on.
Right. I saw when she came on.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Berry.
No, sir.
Okay, Mr. Payne.
Yes, sir. I have a few things I'd like to share with council. One, in your agenda package, and there really was no prose attached to it, but you have a map of the Rutledge Creek Trail system that opened up last week. I know the mayor and at least one other council member probably attended that ribbon cutting, so it's a great asset for the town to have, and just wanted you to be aware of the map and get on your bike, and you know, you won't get lost.
I can't make heads or tails of the map. Where it starts.
Yeah,
my daughter,
the bottom right is
okay.
Is Brockman Park.
Okay.
Or bottom left, excuse me.
Okay.
The bottom left, the squiggly blue, is that's the part, that's Brockman Park. So that's one place to start.
Oh, okay.
And then if you look at the, to the right of Kudzu Mountain, at the top of the page, to the right of that would be the wastewater treatment plant.
Ah.
Okay.
So this is the parking lot.
Well, that is Kudzu Mountain for sure, right there.
Mm. So that might help. Over the last week or so, I have tried to get updated on the utilities projects that are underway right now. The slip lining project is not active right now. We're waiting for a schedule from the contractor. So there should have been no work done last week, no work this week. And unless we get something, there won't be any work next week. It is a 365-day project, so hopefully they can complete it on time. But Mr. White has been consulting with the contractors, and we're staying on top of that. The work on the pump station on Route 60 West is continuing. There have been a couple of payments made to the contractor. We've actually gotten the money back from USDA, so that process is working fine. And that project is ongoing. I did tour the wastewater treatment plant yesterday, so I understand what's going to be going on out there. And I also had a chance to tour the water treatment plant yesterday, and I understand that project is underway, hopefully to be bid this fall. Telephone call on tomorrow with Virginia Resource Authority to understand their role in this, and I've also gotten a call, or the mayor's gotten a call from the health department, so we're trying to track down some information for them on that project. But that project will be on track to bid in the fall. One of the things that I'm doing in retirement is serving on the Go Virginia Region 2 Council, and I'm pleased to report to you, although I had to abstain, that your grant request for the grading of Rockland Park was approved by Region 2 Council. So I believe it has to go to the state now to be finally to the state board to be approved. But that was a significant first step, and strong support from the region for that. And it went very well. And you may be aware that DMV Connect was in here last week. They did 208 transactions and issued 38 real IDs, and we got a nice note from them thanking us for our help. And Mr. Mayor, that's the end of my report.
All right, thank you. First, on behalf of Council, Kim, we would like to thank you for being here. You're bringing an expertise in here that will help us in our transition period right now. Ms. Carter is recuperating. This is sincere thanks from Council that you were able to come up. Okay, matters from Council. Ms. Wheaton?
No.
Mr. Watts?
No, sir.
Ms. Ogden?
No, sir.
I don't have any. Ms. Carter?
No, none.
And Mr. Bunch?
I have none either.
All right. Mr. Payne, going back to you, I think you had something for anticipated town council agenda.
Well, there's two things that I'm aware of right now. The first, of course, would be the adoption of the ordinance, the modified procedures ordinance that you adopted on an emergency basis tonight. So we'll readopt that in September.
Does that have to be a public hearing or not public? Ms. Vicki is saying
it needs
yes.
It needs to be advertised.
It's
a public hearing.
I think
hearing
it
also.
Is a public hearing.
Okay.
And we will also need to do a budget amendment on the additional CARES Act money. So I'm going to look at the process there. There's a requirement for a public hearing if you exceed a certain amount in your revenues, and I think it's 10%, but I've got to go back and check that. But if we need a public hearing, we'll do it. But we've got to do the budget amendment and appropriation before we can actually spend the money.
And that's where the Finance Committee will be involved in that too. Anything else, sir?
No, sir.
All right, have we any citizen comments? Any from in here or Ms. Hunt, have you had?
Yes, sir.
All right. I will take a motion to adjourn. Well, I have we'll just go with Mr.
Second.
Bunch and Ms. Ogden at the second. Roll call vote, Mr. Bunch.
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
That was history.
Wait a minute.
That was history.